13:32, 4BU, we are talking our history with our history historian, Angela Lathouris. Angela, we're talking about the Queen, and we've been talking about when she arrived in Bundaberg. Now, was there an official reception?
There was a big one, and it was at the showgrounds in Burham Street, where 8,000 school children were waiting, and there were 30,000 people in all. The Queen and Prince Philip did a lap of the bike track, and then they went onto the dais for the official proceedings. And there were speeches. And amongst other things, Her Majesty heard about Bundaberg's most famous exports. Bert Hinkler, Gladys Moncrief, John Tallon, and Bundaberg Rum. Bert Hinkler's sisters, Queenie Palm and Mamie Edie, and our very famous wicketkeeper, John Tallon, were there. But as far as I know, the Queen had no encounters with Bundaberg rum, although she did ask the mayor if he liked to drink it. Now, there was a lovely moment when the mayor's daughter, a tiny Bettina Buss, presented the Queen with flowers. And if you'd like to have a look at my Facebook page, Bundaberg Our History, you'll see a photo from Bettina's family album. When Bettina gave the bouquet of Bowers gerberies to the Queen, she said, "Thank you, little girl." I thought it was so cute. Anyway, it was a very important day in the life of the five-year-old, and Bettina still has the dress. It was cream organza with a blue sash, and it was made by Mrs. Seabee, which is a name many people will remember.
Now, I must say, Angela, you're taking us down a wonderful trip down memory lane this morning on the Big Brekkie. You said there was up to 8,000 school children waiting for her. I guess the question to that is, did they get to see the Queen up close and personal?
Yes, they did. The Queen and Prince Philip got into an open Land Rover and they were driven up and down the rows of children. Now, it was a 30-degree day and one little girl guide called Carolyn Martin collapsed.
Oh.
She came around, but naturally she refused to leave. And when the Queen began to speak, Carolyn fainted again. The Duke was watching all of this, and as the open Land Rover passed by Carolyn, he leant out and gave her a special wave.
I guess then, you know, obviously with the Queen and Prince Philip, did he get to speak to anyone?
The Prince didn't get any part in the official proceedings as such, but Esther Frizzo told me that when she and her father presented flowers to the Queen on behalf of the Greek community, that Theo had the chance to speak to the Duke in Greek, and they had a short conversation.
Wow.
But then it was time for them to whiz back to the airport. As the Queen left, she thanked the mayor and the people of Bundaberg for their lovely welcome, and she said how much she enjoyed the flight over the cane fields. There was a final wave at the airport to 15,000 cheering people when they left for their next destination. Now, Daniel, that visit only lasted for 1 hour and 25 minutes. They packed a lot into that short space of
time. Absolutely.
But it's left an indelible mark on the memory of local people. I once saw the Queen and Prince Philip myself in London. They drove out of Buckingham Palace and down the Mall to Clarence House, and I nearly jumped out of my skin. So I can only imagine the thrill that the people of Bundaberg felt on Thursday, the 11th of March, 1954, when the Queen came to Bundaberg.
What great memories, Angela, and I must say I could let you talk all in all, but we've got news heading our way. What a great story about the Queen heading to our neck of the woods. I know, as I said earlier, that she's been to Australia a number of times, but I never would have thought that she would have been here in Bundaberg. How wrong was I? I mean, everyone has been to Bundaberg, as I found out. Hey, Angela, really do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for taking us down memory lane. And as you mentioned there, the photo on your Facebook page, which is Bundaberg Our History. Once again, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Daniel. Really enjoy it. Thanks very much.
Have yourself a wonderful week. It's 13:32, 4BU.